Hi. Zayne, Zayne Bomber, Bomer. Zayne comes in today for follow-up of abdominal pain. Since last time I saw him, his blood work showed a normal TSH, normal PSA, normal H. pylori, but his pain continued, so he went to the emergency room. In the ER, they redid the abdominal ultrasound, CT scan, blood work. Everything was within normal limits, period. In the paragraph, he continues to have pain, especially at nighttime. Period. No nausea, vomiting, no weight changes, no hematemesis, hematitis, seizure, convulsion, COVID immunizations, up-to-date medication, see list. Except for the fact that he's not taking the clonazepam, allergy, medical problems, migraine headaches, mental retardation, surgery, tubes in the ears, social, no smoking, no drug use, lives with mom and dad. Family history, non-contributory allergy, 978 pounds, no change, 98%, 98.6, 20, 77, 130 over 72. Heart positive, symbols of two lungs, declare abdomen soft, next week, this skin shows an ulcer on the coast of damage. Number one, abdominal pain, totally normal exam. Number two, resume clonazepam because mom thinks it's related to his muscle spasm. Next number, Tylenol, always takes care of the pain. Next number, increase, start the clonazepam at half a tablet, which is 0.5 milligram, then increase to 1 milligram. He was supposed to be on that per neurologist, but he quit taking it. Next number, he also has increased his fiber recently. That could be causing some of his bloating. I told him to stop the fiber. Next number, probiotic, he's okay. Next number, H. pylori is stable. Next number, for the sake of completeness, he's going to see Dr. Mopardi and get a GI evaluation. Next number, CT scan was negative. Next number, off the Bentyl. Next number, he was started on Cipro for possible prostatitis, but that doesn't seem to be the problem, so I stopped the Cipro. Next number, come back in 2 weeks. Next number, GI referral done through Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at the hospital. Next number, continue with the NXIVM for now. Thank you.